The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi, by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, all who can enter the service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting, the most holy things. When the camp is to set out, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the veil of the screen, and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they shall put on it a covering of goat skin, and spread over that a cloth all of blue, and shall put it in its poles. And over the table of the bread of the presence they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put upon it the plates, the dishes for incense, the bowls, and the flagons for the drink offering. The continual bread also shall be on it. Then they shall spread over them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of goat skin, and shall put in its poles. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the lampstand for the light, with its lamps, its snuffers, its trays, and all the vessels for oil with which it is supplied. And they shall put it with all its utensils in a covering of goat skin, and put it upon the carrying frame. And over the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of goat skin, and shall put in its poles. And they shall take all the vessels of the service which are used in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of goat skin, and put them on the carrying frame. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth over it. And they shall put on it all the utensils of the altar, which are used for the service there, the firepans, the forks, the shovels, and the basins, all the utensils of the altar. And they shall spread upon it a covering of goatskin, and shall put in its poles. And when Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furnishings of the sanctuary as the camp sets out, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to carry these, but they must not touch the holy things, lest they die. These are the things of the tent of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. And Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, shall have charge of the oil for the light, and the fragrant incense, the continual cereal offering, and the anointing oil, with the oversight of all the tabernacle, and all that is in it, of the sanctuary and its vessels. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Let not the tribe of the families of the Kohathites be destroyed from among the Levites, but thus deal with them, that they may live and not die when they come near to the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in and appoint them each to his task and to his burden, but they shall not go in to look upon the holy things even for a moment, lest they die. The Lord said to Moses, Take a census of the sons of Gershon also, by their families and their fathers' houses. From 30 years old up to 50 years old you shall number them, all who can enter for service, to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, in serving and bearing burdens. They shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tent of meeting with its covering, and the covering of goatskin that is on top of it, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the court, and the screen for the entrance of the gate of the court which is around the tabernacle and the altar, and their cords, and all the equipment for their service. And they shall do all that needs to be done with regard to them. All the service of the sons of the Gershonites shall be at the command of Aaron and his sons, in all that they are to carry, and in all that they have to do, and you shall assign to their charge all that they are to carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of the Gershonites in the tent of meeting, and their work is to be under the oversight of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families and by their fathers' houses. From 30 years old up to 50 years old, you shall number them, every one that can enter the service, to do the work of the tent of meeting. And this is what they are charged to carry, as the whole of their service in the tent of meeting, the frames of the tabernacle with its bars, pillars, and bases, and the pillars of the court round about with their bases, pegs, and cords, with all their equipment and all their accessories, and you shall assign by name the objects which they are required to carry. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari. The whole of their service in the tent of meeting, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. And Moses and Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation, numbered the sons of the Kohathites, by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone that could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting. And their number by families was 2,750. This was the number of the families of the Kohathites, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. The number of the sons of Gershon by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone that could enter the service for work in the tent of meeting, their number by their families and their fathers' houses, was 2,630. This was the number of the families of the sons of Gershon, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. The number of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone that could enter the service, for work in the tent of meeting, their number by families was 3,200. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. All those who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the leaders of Israel numbered, by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone that could enter to do the work of service and the work of bearing burdens in the tent of meeting, those who were numbered of them were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses they were appointed, each to his task of serving or carrying. Thus they were numbered by him, as the Lord commanded Moses.